Hello, it's the 3rd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohamed Yazin addressed in Parliament the recent International Monetary Fund report, which stated that this year the UK economy was forecast to decline. It would be the only shrinking economy among G7 countries. Mr. Yazin queried Exchequer Secretary of the Treasury MP James Cartledge by saying, "Does the Chancellor think Tory austerity, Tory Brexit, or the Tory trust budget is responsible for the unique mess our economy is in, or is it all of the above?" Mr. Cartledge responded, "The leadership talk about sound money. They need to show what difficult decisions they would take." Mr. Yazin concluded, "Tory delusions have led to catastrophic economy decisions." He believed the only solution is to replace the Conservatives with a Labour government. Research conducted by short-term vehicle insurer GoShorty.co.uk shows that drivers in Bedfordshire ranked second in the UK for speeding violations. Last year, the county recorded over 10,000 offences. Internet and landline telephone services for close to 150 customers has been disrupted in Bedford after a car crashed into a green broadband cabinet last Friday. The collision occurred close to the Budgeons on the corner of Kimbolton Road. Area resident Patrick Eyre said, "All Sky and now broadband users in the area are affected and the providers have made no effort to provide support." A spokesperson for Outreach, which supports the internet network, said, "Engineers are working as quickly as they can. Broadband services in the area are still limited or unavailable." Earlier this week, Bedford's Charon II became a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, which he received from King Charles at Windsor Castle. Mr. Second said he was humbled and honoured, was recognised with an MBE for his extensive volunteer work in the community. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.